Thank you. Good evening, everyone. It's March 21st, 2019, Thursday at 8:52 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm calling the PNB, the Pacifica National Board meeting, special meeting to order, and I'm going to ask my parliamentarian to do the opening items of the agenda. Mr. Secretary, could you call the roll, please?
Okay, Grace Aaron, listener representative, KPFK. Can't hear you, Grace. Gary Bost, affiliate representative, Cerebral Radio. Can't hear you, Gary. Adriana Casanave, listener representative, KPFT. Okay, Adriana's here. Robin Collier, affiliate representative, KCEI. Can't hear you, Robin. Chris Corey, listener representative, KPFA. Can't hear you, Chris. All these people asked for excuse absences. Bill Crozier, listener representative, KPFT. I'm here. Joseph Davis, staff representative, KPFT. Can't hear you, Joseph. Catherine Davis, staff representative, WBAI. Can't hear you, Catherine. Benito Diaz, listener representative, WPFW.
Present.
Benito's here. Jan Goodman, listener representative, KPFK. Can't hear you, Jan. William Heerwagen, listener representative, WBAI.
Present.
William is here. Samarita Jacobs, staff representative, KPFA. Can't hear you, Sabrina. Dwayne Lark, listener representative, KPFT. Can't hear you, Dwayne. Ken Laufer, listener representative, WBAI. Can't hear you, Ken. Tony Leon, staff representative, WPFW.
Present.
Tony is here. Thank you. Mansoor Sabah, listener representative, KPFK. Can't hear you, Mansoor. Nancy Sorden, listener representative, WPFW.
Here.
Nancy's here. Alex Steinberg, listener representative, WBAI. Can't hear you, Alex. Carol Travis, listener representative, KPFA. Can't hear you, Carol. Tom Voorhees, listener representative, KPFA. Can't hear you, Tom. Muscular Washington, listener representative, WPFW.
Here.
Muscular is here. Maxie Jackson, or ED.
Maxie's on the call.
Okay, thank you. Maxie's here. John Tatum, our parliamentarian.
I'm here.
John Tatum's here. Thank you. Larry Dankner, our interim CFO. Can't hear you, Larry. So we have, let's see, let me go back in case anybody else came on. Did not hear from Grace Aaron, Gary Bost, Robin Collier, Joseph Davis, Catherine Davis, Jan Goodman, Sabrina Jacobs, Dwayne Lark, Ken Laufer, Mansoor Sabah, Alex Steinberg, Carol Travis, or Tom Voorhees. Are any of you here? Okay, I don't hear you, so let me count. We have eight directors present, so we do not have quorum.
Okay. Okay. Mr. Parliamentarian,
yeah. Excuse me, William, for the stack.
William is recognized.
Thank you. I didn't know parliamentarians ran meetings, but okay. Could you, Bill Crozier, could you repeat the people that are here? Because I only got seven names of directors.
Okay, sorry, I was muted. Let me. Okay, so I have Adriana Casanave. I counted Chris Corey. That was wrong. Sorry. I see what I did.
So it's seven.
So it'd be seven. Right.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you, William. Point well taken.
Adriana Casanave,
asking for the floor.
Adriana, you are recognized.
They don't. Third thing that they want to ask if we have a request for excuse absence. I want to know which one do we have, and if we have the request for excuse absence, I want to know which ones, and we need to excuse them. And I will move to excuse them, but I want to know who required excuse absence, not saying that they will be here or not. Who asked for excuse absence? Thank you.
Adriana, point well taken. The chair recognizes Bill Crozier. Would you list the people who have asked for excuse absence? And this is regardless of whether we have a quorum or not.
Okay, I'm not sure we actually can excuse them, though, can we?
But I'll be oh, no, this is just a list. That's all this is.
Gary Bost, Robin Collier, Alex Steinberg, Chris Corey, Tom Voorhees, Catherine Davis, Carol Travis, Mansoor Sabah, Jan Goodman, and Grace Aaron.
Yeah, William, point of
William, before you are recognized, I'd like to ask Director Cassidy if that answers your question.
No, Mr. Tatum. What I'm asking is, I know the emails that we received because that is not the point. My point is who from those 10 names that the secretary shall name request an excuse absent. I'm sorry. Not the one that said I will not be able to be there because that is not a request for an excuse absent. I want to know who asked for an excuse absent. Thank you.
William, hold on a minute. Bill, will you answer Adriana's question there, please?
I have to go back through all the emails. Before we went on the stream, we were just talking about who had emailed us. I think most of them, at least, requested excused absence. Some of them said they wouldn't be here, and then the email began saying they'd be excused. So, I mean, it would take several minutes to go back and look at that. We can do that before the next meeting, though, if you want. I guess we can't.
William, you're recognized. William, you're recognized.
Thank you. I had the same question because not everybody asked for an excuse. Thank you.
Okay. All righty. According to the agenda, we've called the to order. Chair Nancy called the meeting to order. We've had the roll call. We don't need to identify timekeepers. Is there any other request for information before this meeting adjourns?
Adriana?
Adriana is recognized.
Thank you. I want to ask the chair to add this issue, the election issue, and the illegal removing of KPFT LSB delegates from the LSB to the next agenda that I believe the next meeting of the PNB is next Thursday. I want to ask the because obviously not having quorum, I will ask for next meeting will next Thursday, but it's already taken and the chair put the agenda there. And I want the Nancy's ordering the chair at these two items, the election issues and the KPFT illegally unseated delegate from 2016 yesterday.
Nancy, if you don't mind, parliamentarian would like to take a stab at this question and then you can answer from there. Adriana, this agenda cannot be adopted because we do not have a quorum. And the item that you're speaking of is on the agenda. And therefore, the only thing that we can do now is adjourn the meeting and put this agenda item at the next meeting. Nancy, you are recognized.
All right. I can put it on the agenda. I guess I have to do that by tonight. So I will add it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair. Okay. Adriana, it is time to adjourn the meeting. Do you have anything else?
Oh, I would, before, I do have one question. That's Nancy. That is, how much time for this item on the agenda for next week? Already.
I mean.
Who was that?
The election.
Who was that? Who asked for that?
It was Maxie.
Wait a minute. Stop for a minute. I did not hear the person who asked for the stat.
It was Maxie, but I should not have interrupted the flow. So I can wait. I just want to be added to the stack. I had one comment to make before we close.
Oh, okay. All right. Adriana is recognized.
Thank you. I will request 15, 20 minutes for the election issue because we have several complaints, and I will request at least 15 minutes for the removal, illegal removal of the 2016 KPFT delegates yesterday in KPFT LSB. Okay.
Thank you.
And I will ask for the chair too, if she can contact the attorney, the Pacific attorney, because this is a very great issue. Okay? Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And Bill will make a note of that. Bill, go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, and I know. It would be helpful, this is a request, I guess, it would be helpful if the people interested in the election could email us all what specific questions or issues they have. We might be able to get the questions answered by email, and if we wait to the meeting, we might not get answers because somebody might have to look up information. So that's just a request. The meeting more useful, I think.
Okay. The chair recognizes Nancy to answer those questions. Putting it on the agenda for a future meeting, and also asking directors to email their questions. Chair recognizes Nancy.
All right. Is it possible for the people that want to have this issue discussed, send some details on this before the meeting so that we can have an informed discussion and consideration, formed discussion about what's to be considered.
Thank you, Nancy. Chair recognizes Maxie.
Thank you. A couple things real quick, if I may. It seems to me that the way to resolve or at least to address the issue that Ms. Kastanev brought to the table is for the NES to provide a report that explains exactly why she came to the decision she came to in terms of the persons in question. But I'll leave that for consideration. The reason I wanted to speak real quick is to get something put on the agenda for next week. If this is not appropriate to do that, then I can wait and do that offline.
It's appropriate. Giving notice.
Okay, good. Yeah. I wanted to make sure that we added a presentation, 30 minutes, by Public Radio Program Director Association, PRPD, the acronym, for 30 minutes. And hopefully, if we can make it accommodated time certain at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay,
PRPD. Chair recognizes Nancy.
Yeah, I'm adding PRPD, right?
That is correct.
Okay. And then
thank you,
another.
This is Bill Williams.
Bill, I heard first, and then William after that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Back to your, would it make more sense to wait a week or two until the new directors are seated? Because we're going to have presumably a bunch of new directors on April 11th. Or I guess we could at least encourage any possible, anybody interested to listen. Whatever you think would be best.
Nancy, I'd like to answer that comment.
Chair recognizes Nancy.
Okay. I would like to have this also come before the old board as well as the new board, this and other financial issues, because the old board has historical memory and can ask, make informed points about things that will be advised about. So to make sure that we don't have, that we're not missing something going forward.
Thank you, Nancy. Chair recognizes William.
We'll do both. We'll do both. Hopefully we can do both.
Yeah,
Chair
William.
William.
Thank you. A question. Are we tonight going to have a similar executive session so we can do similar things like move its item or its discussions into the next executive session?
We have that. We'll have to rejoin it. Sorry. Go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
Yeah. Chair recognizes Nancy. Go right ahead, Nancy.
Oh, yeah. There's another special meeting scheduled for tonight at 10:30, an executive session for 2018-2019 elections and station operations. So it's an additional issue for the executive session.
And William again?
William's recognized.
Could we do that right after this meeting, or do we have to wait until 10:30?
We don't have a quorum.
Nobody's waiting to hear us. Nobody's waiting to hear us.
So we don't have a quorum, so we can't do the executive session, William, because we still don't have a quorum. Adriana is recognized.
Thank you. First of all, I want to add, Mr. Jackson, that it's not only the question that you are referring to, that is one of the decisions, some other questions that have to do with elections, about different registrations and members, some information that we are told that will be addendums that will be in the report and they are not there, those kind of things, and some complaint from disenfranchised members that couldn't vote. And those are some of the issues. And on the issue of going to executive session, I don't see what is the harm if we adjourn this meeting, go to executive session, and if we don't have quorum, we can do exactly the same. I suspect that some members will come to the executive session, but that is my suspicion. But in case that we don't, like Director Hier-Wagen just said, we can add some issues for the next executive session meeting next Thursday. Thank you.
Okay. Madam Chair, the executive session is scheduled for 10:30 p.m. Our members here are suggesting that we adjourn this meeting and come back on at 10:30. Question for the chair, Nan.
Right. That's what I'm assuming that we have to do.
Okay.
Because there might be some other directors that will be available, and we're planning on coming to the 10:30 meeting. So I don't think we can go right into an executive session from here, because those that may have been planning on being there at 10:30 will miss it.
Okay. Very good. Then, Madam Chair, will you adjourn the meeting, please?
Okay. Meeting adjourned. See you all at, we'll reassemble at 10:30 for executive session.